Danny Boy, Danny Von, my friend, how are you, my friend?
Good, mate.
Welcome
How's
back.
Things? Thank you.
It's another week. It's another catch up. It's another List Cloggers episode 4 for the 2021.
Oh, I've been doing a few, mate. I'm pumping them out.
Jeez, are you all right? You sound a bit sick.
I'm sick, man.
What happened?
I've got a mare flu.
You're all right?
No, I'm not.
What happened?
I've got a mare flu. I told both yourself and producer, little boys. Jeez, I'm feeling shit.
Yeah.
Man flu. Woke up this morning.
Yeah. What happened?
Like Tom Hawkins.
Let's get into it.
Oh, fuck. Buckley kicked one from 50 last week. And he's missed the start.
He's celebrating. He's celebrating a point.
You.
Oh, Dan, so you got the man flu. We'll move on because we don't complain here. We just get on with things.
Yeah, never complain.
Because the show's not about us.
No.
It's about the fans.
It's about people. We give them what they want.
We don't go missing.
It's not about me.
We don't go missing like we did back in the day. How are you? I know you just said you're sick, but everything else?
Yeah, well. Keeping well. You keeping well,
yeah.
More importantly?
Yeah, good.
What's happening?
Well, not much.
What's up?
Not much. That's a nice hat.
Yeah, I saw you have a hat on, so I want to put one as well. Yeah. What we're doing today? Wearing hats?
It's hat day.
Yeah, I like
it. It's a hat day.
Yeah.
Big episode today.
Massive.
Plenty on. Footy was incredible on the weekend. It was a very good round of football. A lot of DMs, a lot of socials. We have the most beautiful supporters in the world.
Best.
They're incredible.
Best in the world.
So let's quickly say the List Cloggers membership. So online, people were saying, we want you to sponsor our team. It went wild. The website's live, www.listcloggers.com. You can sign up for your team and put the application in. Now, we've had a lot of people come up and we are going to be funneling through these next week and going to have three people on the show next week.
Three.
On the show next week, either in studio or on phone to pitch their team. Now, just a couple of people that have jumped out so far. Ali Williams. She was fantastic.
Love her.
Zach Jury.
Love Zach.
That was a roller hockey team.
Oh.
So it's on the short list.
Yeah.
And we had Oliver Ware.
Yeah.
That was a Dunsborough Sharks.
Ollie.
Yeah. So that was, I think, Dunsborough. I'm pretty sure that's in Western Australia, which we do
we'll
love.
Get out
Western
there.
Australia.
We love it out there.
So
we love.
There's a few rippers there. There's some rippers. So be in touch with us. Make sure you go to listcloggers.com, sign up, and we are going to pick someone by the end of next week's episode.
We'll go anywhere as well.
We'll go anywhere.
Won't we?
Anyway, guess what I got today?
What?
I was on my way in to here.
Yeah.
Out of petrol.
No.
Stopped at the petty station.
The Mazda BT50.
Yeah, outside 50 on the G. Yeah. South Morang Mazda actually is.
Has Sam got one yet?
No, not yet. So if South Morang Mazda are out there listening and they want another ambassador.
Oh, who's it? Won't be me, will it?
No.
Sam's Sam not a chance to get one.
So yeah, BT50 is a good car.
Yeah.
So
what
I was driving
they
in.
Take?
Diesel.
Oh,
yeah.
Big diesel.
Yeah.
Big diesel orange.
So I was at the petrol station and I thought.
Oh, yeah. AFL footy cards.
Let's
huge.
Open these up.
These could be like Pokemon cards. This one's going to be wild. If we get a Lockie Scholl, I'll go nuts here.
I'm going to test you on who you think these people are.
If we get a Ben Keys or a Lockie Scholl, I'll go fucking bananas.
Oh, my God. I've already got heaps of rippers.
Really?
This is. Let's do AFL articulate on this. Sam, you ready? He's got to beat this each week. We'll go through it each week and if he can beat it each week.
Go.
All right. This guy plays for the Gold Coast
Hugh
Suns.
Greenwood.
No, he's from Adelaide, your young guy.
Isaiah Rankin.
Beautiful kick from
Jack
halfback.
Clashes.
Yes. Okay, this guy plays in North Melbourne.
Josh Simpkin.
Yes. Oh, one of my good mates from the Giants. Kicks people in the face.
Toby Green.
Yes. Wow. That's a card. This guy's from the Gold Coast as well. Used to play for Fremantle. Long hair. It could be a model.
Is that Lockie Blair?
Yes. This guy's from St Kilda, got a sleeve.
Tim Membry.
No, got bald head.
Fraser Gehrig.
Very fast guy.
Jackson
got a brother
Clare.
From Melbourne. Got a brother from Melbourne.
Zach Jones.
Yes. Oh, Port Adelaide, this guy. Good kick
Charlie
for
Dixon.
Goal. Good kick for goal. No.
Robbie Gray.
No, young guy.
Xavier Dersma.
Young guy, no. No.
Sam Pilpepper.
Flower name.
Flower. Zach Butters.
No. No. No.
Flower name.
Flower.
Pass.
Top. Their best player potentially.
Connor Rosie.
Yes.
Oh, yep.
This guy plays for Collingwood, also has a sleeve, used to play for Brisbane, blonde hair at the moment.
Jack Chris.
Yes. And this guy's from Hawthorn and he's like really good.
James Warple.
Yes.
Perfect. Nailed that. They're great. We love footy cards.
115. All right. Let's see how we go next week.
Perfect. That's good. That's world record.
This one was a bit rattling.
That's a
is that you? Is that your card?
Oh, that's
Zoom up on that. Is that the
That's me.
Is that
that's
you?
That's me when I'm getting hot in the reserves at 10:15 a.m.
In the twos?
Legit. That's my twos card.
That actually
That's rare.
Oh, God. I don't know if you can see that, but
that's literally me at 10:15 when I've had three touches in the first half, running hot.
That's really weird. So that was us.
Can I just say, I was a bit sad watching the footy this weekend.
Why?
I had a realization, man, that I fucking could have been anything. I'm fucking being serious. Like, you see these blokes running around who have, you know, 10 years.
Is that just hit you now?
Yeah. Like, just recently, I'm seeing your Tom Hickey's run around. I'm seeing you.
What is it? Have you got something against Tom Hickey?
Just Tricky. What could it be?
He's one of the best blokes in the world.
I know, he is. But I'm just, back to my book. I think I literally could, if it wasn't for injuries, man.
Injuries?
And bit of form, obviously. Like, I could still be playing.
You 100% could be.
Do you think when your career finished that you left everything out there?
No way. But that was my own fault.
Yeah, well, mine's my own fault, but it still doesn't stop the way I feel, man. I'm a bit sad watching footy at the moment. And then I hear your podcast, Cade Simpson. What was he saying?
Sorry, they call me the new Tom Brown, or they call me the new bloody Tom Brown?
Breaking stories. Didn't the AFL world just blow up today? So Cade Simpson comes on and essentially
said, we have joked about you making a comeback.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done. I know that.
So why was mine a joke, but Cade comes on and, oh, Jesus,
well, serious. Cade played 342 games, didn't miss one for 184 and played 18 years.
Yeah.
Consistent AFL
but
football.
But did he have 3 Achilles injuries that struck him down? Did he cut his teeth in twos for 5 years? No, he didn't. So when Cade wants to say to the world, I'm coming back.
His first 2 games were 0 touches.
That's embarrassing.
All right, honestly, what was the one thing you'd go back now and you'd maybe try a little bit harder at?
Effort.
Just at what, overall?
Effort and general want to be at the footy club, I think, would be the 2 things.
Like, I think, yeah, they're 2 minor things, but they're quite important.
I think
when
my
being
problem is, like, when they say in footy you ride the roller coaster, the highs are really good and lows are, like, really bad. I rode the highs, like, really rode them.
Oh, there's nothing.
And then it was consistently a low, so it was hard for me to get up and about. But if I go back now and I bring effort, she's all highs, baby.
Oh, yeah. So, you think that, though. It's hard when you get there and...
Oh, I'd get there and I hate it.
Yeah.
I'd retire
You'd
again.
Hate it.
Yeah,
you
I would.
It. Hey, all seriousness, Cade Simpson, where would you take him? This is honest. Would you take him? And if so, what team would you think would take him?
Yeah, you would look at him. I don't think...
And think they don't even... Like, you don't have to play him. You can take him and have him as a coach and then a backup. Like,
you see, I think if you're a young team developing someone in that position, you take him. So you're North Melbourne's...
Yeah, but he wants to play
at
a flag favourite team.
That's
I don't think he'd go back to North.
Who are the flag favourites? Really, Richmond, Port...
West Coast. And someone else. And Melbourne.
And then, like, great player, but would you see him... fitting in straight away.
So this is my plan with it. And I feel like it's been massive today because it released.
Tom Brown, what up, mate?
It's been massive today. So I think this is my view. What I would do if I was a club, if I was Melbourne, West Coast, Port or Richmond, Brisbane, I would look at it and go, okay, let's bring this guy into the club. He doesn't have to play. He can play in the twos. He can be on the list, but be a coach. So he's not in the soft cap. So basically you can pay a coach. That's what they did with like Luke Hodge and Sam Mitchell and all these guys. So they don't have a – obviously at the moment the soft caps are they're trying to keep them down, I think. So they're trying to – yeah. Sam's nodding. I think that's right. Yeah. So you'd bring him in. He'd be there. He'd be a coach. He'd also play in the twos. You get to the end of the year in finals, people get tired. Imagine if someone goes down and you've got a guy there that's played 342 games, 18 seasons of football. He's been playing. He's fit. He's ready to go. And can slide in over a kid that's 18 and not ready to go in a final series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's great. I just don't know. Would Simo go to one of those teams and accept that he has to wait in the twos?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
He said that. Yeah, he said that he'd play VFL.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so cool in Port.
Yeah. Yeah. And yourself, are you?
Well, if that's Simo's, what's my pitch then? What would you do with me? I think, you know, in all seriousness, I was sad watching this week of footy.
So who are the main guys out there that are making you feel like I should be out there right now?
Everyone.
Like, give me 3.
In terms of people I think I could compete and compete really well against.
Yeah.
Tom Hickey's probably a bit above me. Reece Dadley.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Oh, I gave him some soap one day when I played in Icon Park. So he did this for the bath.
Yeah, but he wouldn't have cared about VFL.
I gave him a bath.
He wouldn't have cared.
Icon in a half a footy before I did my groin.
he wouldn't have cared at VFL.
Yeah, well, I didn't care either.
He's more durable.
Yeah, I didn't care either. Both don't care. who else? Oh, I'll talk about it later, but I gave a young kid an absolute, you know, I gave him some soap as well. And he said, what's this for? I said, you better take a bath, brother. Luke Meek. Freo Ruckman.
You're right.
We'll talk about it later in the Ballarat because the Doggies and Brisbane play there.
Oh, okay. You got a memory from...
You got to know the ground there.
Oh, I know it well. Yes. I'm from Ballarat.
So do there. I am around him around.
Shout out. We love Ballarat.
He's playing. Yeah. I think I could.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, Sausage Mumford.
No, you could not. He would eat you alive. You'd be so scared of him.
No, I wouldn't.
Mate, he sort of intimidated Brody Grundy on the weekend.
Brody Grundy had like 42 hit-outs and 20 touches.
They lost.
We'll talk about it later as well. Okay. So I think also if Cade wants to play, how about Gozo? Get him back out there.
Athletically, you could play, but it's just more ability. Appetite. It's more just,
Are you committed enough? Yeah, the worst commitment. I'd be like, they're awesome for
you'd
a week.
You'd be keen as for a week, then you're like, no,
nah, I'm bored now. Let's go back. Let's go back to someone else.
Man, you know what's been bigger than the Cade Simpson stories?
COVID.
GMZ.
GMZ is massive. And look, I could have broke this last week, but I thought it would have been... Play the sting. Sorry, Sam.
GMZ.
I could have...
You were telling me about
this. Before I came in last week this year, I said, boys,
I've got some
massive news. I don't want to say too much because it'd be... a bit sloppy of me to break this news before it really happening.
Yeah.
But I could see something was shifting.
And people inside the four walls.
And this direction. And people that are connected to the family of this event were like, Goz, like, you know, you're breaking stories. The sushi story, Tom Sheridan's Wikipedia page. Could you please just keep this under wraps for a bit? And I was like, listen, I'm going to give you 3 days.
Yeah. So we're 6 days late now?
Yeah. 3 days. Yeah. If it happens, if it doesn't happen, I'm still going to break it regardless.
Okay. Yeah.
It did happen. So Prince Philip is dead. And it's very sad.
Rest in peace.
We our condolences to you and your family.
99 years old, though. That is
good
a
innings.
Very good innings.
Great knock.
Do you think that being a royal, you have a longer life expense? Like, is that actually, would that be a thing? They'd live a pretty, I feel like they'd have a pretty good doctors, pretty good health.
Oh, they'd have the top of everything. I feel like their lifestyle would also allow them not to
do
get stress or anxiety and that maybe.
Oh, I disagree.
Being on set. Oh, I don't know, man.
I disagree.
Do you reckon the Queen has like anxiety?
Yeah.
Nah, she doesn't know what day it is.
Nah, trust me. She knows. She has anxiety.
She'd have stress if she didn't know it was Tuesday or Wednesday.
Think about like the royal family. Think about what has gone on with Harry and Meghan Markle.
Oh, don't get me started on that.
Okay, this is
mayhem at GMZ headquarters with that stuff.
Old news for us, and we shouldn't be going back to this at GMZ, but let's just go back so quickly.
Yeah, HQ.
Think about the GMZ. Obviously, you broke this, but Harry and Meghan, all this stuff that's rumoured to be happening at the Royal Palace, you know, about like them saying you can't do this and you can't do that, and even that, you know, there's obviously widely regarded here, we're not breaking news, this was pre-GMZ, about Princess Diana, you know, was that a setup? Imagine the things that have happened in the royal family that we don't know about. And Prince Philip would have seen that for 99 years.
Mm.
All those things.
It's not your normal family.
No.
It's not, you know, and like every family, there are, you know, ups and downs.
Yeah, some seem a bit larger than others.
Yeah, they are, but... I'm very on the fence with that whole family.
Okay. You don't like them?
What if they're like us?
Yeah.
When's the last time they came out here and said g'day?
We have COVID for about a year.
Yeah, well.
Good enough.
No, it is good enough. I don't know. I wouldn't like to be royal.
Yeah, okay.
I don't think I'd survive.
No, neither. I don't think it'd be that great. Obviously, it's shown recently. It hasn't been fantastic. So just to be clear, your GMZ this week was that Prince Philip has passed away.
Yeah, so that is my GMZ this week, and I do break the news. But I just want to, you know, clarify that.
6 days later.
No, I know. I just want to clarify that I had this news on my desk 3 days
and
before
you respectively-
it happened. And I was asked by the royal family, look, I think, you know, guys, you've obviously breaking big news, sushi story, Tommy Rick page, but we know that, you know, something's going on. I said, yes, I do. I know that, you know, unfortunately, Prince Philip's not in a good way. I can see the writing on the wall. I don't want to break it yet.
Yeah.
But I'm giving you 3 days.
That's
and
really,
I'm going to break
that's
it.
Really respectful
so
of you.
Once again, another great story. Oh, actually, before we end this, your mate.
Who's my mate?
Bryce Hall.
Oh, yeah.
He's taken fights, man.
I know.
Against a guy called
Stromedy.
I don't know who the fuck Stromedy is.
Neither. I'm not sure, but I think I like him.
How much he's getting? So I'll just read quickly. He's getting $5 million to get in the boxing ring.
Stromedy is?
Bryce is. Bryce then gets another $1 million if he knocks out Stormzy.
What's with Stormzy?
Sorry, Stromedy.
What's with all these celebrity beef things in, like, you see in US, like they've got Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather, Conor McGregor, they all fight each other. Conor didn't accept it, but there's these massive fights, and they get more money than like the bouts in Australia. Then you come to Australia and you see the sixth runner-up from Love Island fighting the fourth runner-up from Big Brother.
You're right. You're right. All the big stars over there are fighting.
Are you getting a fight?
You come to Australia and we've got blockbusters. We've got Jed Lamb fighting Marley Williams soon.
Okay. So who's going to win, Jed Lamb or Marley Williams?
Marley Williams is so scary.
I love Lammy, but I feel like Marley Williams will.
Lammy's going to go night-night.
Yeah, it's a real fight.
It's really happening. You couldn't pay me enough.
Yeah,
it's a fight. I would not get in there for any amount.
Nah, honestly, no interest in ever doing that. People, like boxing, you do that in preseason and you spar each other. Remember when you used to do that on preseason camps? They'd like pair you up with someone your size and the coach would be there watching and it was the worst thing in the world.
Yeah, the worst is like when you get partnered up with someone and you're like, mate, just take it easy, please.
And they don't.
Remember one like session I got paired up with Mav Weller and Mav could throw him and I was like, man, like I don't like doing this. Maybe just take it easy on me. Throw a few body shots. I'll cow in the corner, like the boxing coach coaches. Mav decided to do that for like 20 seconds and then started throwing haymakers at me as I cowered in the corner. Like,
there is nothing worse than that bloke that just doesn't understand, take it easy on your mate. You know, at the end of training, you do tackling and stuff and it's like those gauntlets and it's like rip the ball off him. I'd always just like never rip the ball. I'd be like, oh yeah, no, I'm trying to get it. And then some people you'd be absolutely cooked and they're just ripping the ball, throwing it away.
Worst.
Tag your mate if you're seeing this on Instagram.
Yeah.
Or think of your mate right now that comes. Everyone's got a mate that comes to their head right now that just
goes way.
Just goes way too
hard. Way too hard, is it? Just relax, mate.
Just relax, No one cares.
Mav Weller, I'm on the floor cowering, man. Stop fucking belting me. Like, I'm clearly hurting, shaking. Mav just on the top, fucking take this. I was like, all right, tap out. Get me out of here, please. So, and I love boxing back in the day, you know?
I was a bit of boxer.
I could have been anything boxing.
When you say this, no one comes closer to mine than Ed Curno. Just settle the fuck down, Ed. Like, it's a Monday morning. We're just going for a quiet jog. Like, it's not running like a 2K time trial. Mm. Everything he did, he'd want to just beat the crap out of you. There's nothing worse.
The worst. Zero effort in those Monday mornings.
David Adelaide also beat the crap out of me on my first day of AFL.
Really?
Yes. Oh, I left with like blood down my face.
What do you do in boxing?
Just bash me.
Yeah. That's fair.
You'll see.
Best day ever. How's your day? Good. Oh, well, one of the boys just belted me. Can't wait to go back tomorrow.
A round review.
Here we go.
Favorite time of the week. Huge. Round review. All right. We kick things off on a Thursday. Nice.
Big game.
Guys, did I tip last week? Because I swear. No, they're not.
They're surprisingly good.
One of the most exciting young players in the comp,
yep.
Cox.
He's a very good player.
Was that actually on his opposite foot, that goal that we saw?
He moves really well.
Why would you kick that on your opposite foot?
Well, when you nix Cox, do what you want, mate.
I know, but that was unbelievable.
If I ever...
He's your size.
Yeah.
And ground ball, goal, opposite foot. That was
reminded me a lot of myself. If I'm being honest, and not sort of about me, but you can see he's gone to that.
You with like work ethic, potential, hardness.
Yeah,
and like,
everything I was supposed to be. Nick Cox is everything I was supposed to do. I'm the Audi version of Nick Cox.
Yeah. You're what happens if Nick Cox turns to shit.
Yeah. Well, Blighty once said when I was training for that role, like, we want to make you into Mark Blitzarves. Yeah, like during the preseason, we're going to put you in a wing. You can run, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, you're very good. Yeah. I say, I know that, Blighty. Let me give me 3 weeks. I'll be a star. So I've gone to the wing during the NAB Cup series to try this out.
Yeah.
Fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Worst decision they could ever do. So, Blighty, if you listen to this.
I remember when you used to start on the wing. I was like, you know what? People go to die on the wing. That's where, like, if you're trying to reinvent your career on the wing, it doesn't work.
Mate, I wasn't a shit stain of Mark Blitzer's undies. I was the worst. Like, I was so bad. But Nick Cox is, people are saying he's going to be the next star of the competition.
Could be, man.
Well, or he could be, what I was. I mean, I blitzed. No, he's a good player. He's a very good player. Buddy kicks three again.
He's worst nightmare for the Essendon.
He's going to break a game open soon, I think, with Bud. 950 goals.
You did. It was fantastic.
Huge.
It takes us to Friday night, which was a rip snorter.
Great game.
It was what they call an old fashioned rip snorter.
Oh, a ripper. A game.
What a game.
Ripper snorter.
What a game.
Come on.
Port Adelaide could be the motherfucking real deal.
I think I've said multiple times I like them for the flag.
Yeah.
They are serious. They're a serious team.
My boy. Butters.
Butters.
Injured.
He's a good player, Butters.
Yeah.
Really good player.
Yeah, no, he is, man. Yeah. That was.
He's a star.
Yeah.
A star of the competition. Yeah, Are you worried about Richmond or not?
I am not worried about Richmond, but no, I'm not.
Worried about them now. I'm worried about them next year and the year after.
Yeah. Oh, I think people just love writing them off. Like, I just don't think you can write off. They're a three-time premiership team now.
Yeah, but they're going for another flag now. Their list, their top end, you know, good talent is in that 29 to 33 window.
Are they? Yeah.
I don't know what's coming through, Dylan.
Yeah.
And that worries me.
Riley Collier-Dawkins.
He hasn't played yet.
He will.
Well, we asked.
They debuted two blokes in the weekend.
Yeah,
I'm
they did.
Sure. Yeah.
And they were good.
Yeah, they
those
were
guys, they're very
and
good.
Like you think like Shai Bolton and these sort of guys are coming through.
Yeah.
Liam Baker, one of our
Liam Bakes.
Liam Bakes.
Baker Dozen, what I call him.
He's a good
Baker's
man.
Baker's Delight is what I call him.
Court. We love him. So, no, I'm not worried about them, but Port will be serious. Saturday.
Oh.
Western Bulldogs.
What a spectacle that was down in Ballarat. That was a good feeling on the TV, that one.
How shit is watching a game not at Adelaide Oval? Adelaide Oval, MCG or Etihad, I just turn it off. I can't watch this.
It was a hard watch. Fellas, when you're out there, if you know the ball's going to hold up in the wind, fucking kick it a bit harder. Hey, a bit lower, fellas. Work out. If I'm sitting on my couch and I realise that I know the wind, you know, is against me, guess what I'm going to stop doing? Lollipop kicks. I'm going to drive it a bit more flatter.
I cannot watch a game at those. Like, it just is so hard to watch on TV.
It was hard. It was hard, but Doggies.
Yeah.
They're the real deal.
They're the real deal, the Doggies. 2016 vibes there.
Oh, that might be
2016
better than that.
Vibes.
That might be better than that.
I've said it.
I think. Tim English. Oh, speaking of people that remind me of me.
You're on Tim English now.
Tim English.
So yep. Tim English dominated. What does that mean for Stephen Martin? Was he playing?
No. Yeah, Steph's number one ruck.
Okay.
Tim English can now, he's going forward.
Yeah.
He's next Paul Salmon. He's clunking.
I've never heard anyone be referred to Paul Salmon before.
Mate. Yeah,
That's like mid, early 90s.
Oh, mate. He's the next...
Someone.
Mason Cox.
Yeah.
No, he's better than Mason. He's a good player. He's kicked three. He was clunking them strong. He's
Did
got a thick set of legs.
He does. Did you hear about, I know you listen to Dylan Friend's podcast a lot, with Caleb Damignon. And he said that Tim English is like the most fashionable person at the club.
That's a piss take.
I swear, I don't know if he was joking. He says that Tim English like loves wearing like Dior and like Fendi, Gucci. Yeah, like he's a real, real style icon.
Tim English looks like an extra large Ken doll on steroids.
You reckon he's a fashionista?
Man, his hair doesn't move.
No, I've got someone else's hair that doesn't move coming in later.
Oh, I think I might know who.
Who?
Belly Fridge?
Yes.
Didn't
I
move.
Wish my hair didn't move. My hair like moves too much. I need mosh bad.
Mosh.
Get on board if you need
it. Tim English, very good. Joshy Bruce.
Brucey boy.
Just the one, had 10 the week before.
Yeah, well, if you kick 10 the week before, you just don't flex too hard.
5'11 by 2, what do you get? 5.5, thanks
still
for coming.
Still pretty good.
Yeah, tell your dad about that one. hold on. Let me.
Yeah.
Do you know what you and Wayne Carey have in common?
Hopefully not much.
You both say stupid shit. Last week, you wrote the Saints off.
Well, I did.
Look what happened.
I know. You know why I wrote them off?
Why?
I wanted a response.
Yeah, we love doing
did
it.
Did they give
it?
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. They, we love. Yeah. That's what we do here.
Do you reckon I actually thought that? You're actually funny to think that I thought that. I was joking.
Yeah. Giving them a. Yeah. Gave them a rocket.
I love the Saints. I was joking. I wanted to give them a rocket so they think Dill's angry with me. Let's fucking fire up, boys, and let's get the win. What did they do?
One. Down by 40 something. Come back.
Seriously, I reckon huge they play day off show at fucking.
They're back. They are. When they play like that, they're going to be very, very difficult to beat.
Yeah, all seriousness, I still don't think they're top four. But
Max King, the brother of Ben.
Yep.
I'm sure he might. I don't know if he gets referred to as that.
No.
Kicks five.
Yeah.
Just a star.
We're going to be doing something really exciting in the next segment, and it's revisiting that draft and going our top five.
That will be exciting.
So that will be really so good. Excited. So well done. He's going to. Those King boys, like.
Do you think they'll ever play together? Okay. Do you think? I can see them.
Do I think they'll ever play together? I think they'll be that good that you won't be able to afford them in the same team.
Well, that's what they said about Danger and Joel, and look at them.
Yeah, I know.
They're not. No one said that. No one said that, but you can imagine, you know, when list management time comes around and budgets, how do we get?
Yeah, I don't know. They could, but why would you want, do you want two of them? Like, do you want two of them in the same team?
Two's always better than one.
Yeah, but they're probably going to be taking, imagine your defenders trying to play on them.
Imagine two kings just rolling around.
You play one half back, one half.
Why would you? Keep playing both out of the square.
But they'd be chopping each other off. Wouldn't that be?
Because they're twins, you wouldn't know which one's which. So defenders would be like, you got Ben? Like, oh, Max, dickhead. It just runs off. Joke's on you, idiot. I'm Max. So that'd be fun for them just to play during games, little games like that.
And mum and dad could easily go to the games as well.
Yeah, same games.
Easy for the parents.
They're in the stands going, fuck, which one's which? I don't know, just cheer. They both have the same number. So well done to the King Brothers. Nah, can't wait to see them play them together,
you know,
in
what
the
they
future
love?
Years.
Do you know what the King Brothers love?
They like yogurt.
Do you know what they love more than us?
What?
The Sorrento Hotel.
Oh, they like, do roam the Sorrento Hotel.
They're the biggest, handsomest men at the Sorrento Hotel they you've ever seen walking around. So shout out to the King boys.
Well done.
I'll let you take this one.
The big game. The big game that obviously everyone had an eye on this weekend.
Do you get angry when people say this to you? Because it's the Denver Orange Cup.
Mm.
Everyone tries to make their own cup now. You know, you got this cup, you got this cup.
Oh, there's more cups than bloody some things. But yeah. That's a saying. There's more. Everyone's got a cup now.
Yeah.
What happened in the good old days? It was Daniel Grange Cup.
Yeah.
Someone, SEN, called it the Matt Shaw Shield.
The Matt Shaw Shield. That's a kick in.
That didn't sit well with me.
Who was
so
that?
I messaged them.
Who was that?
And fixed that. Matt Shaw?
No, I know Matt Shaw. Matt Shaw was a.
SEN said that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Carlton won by 11 points in the cup. A middle-of-the-road win. Nothing too special about it.
It's
the job
tick
done.
Of the box for the Blues.
Real tick of the box.
Their big test is next week against Port.
That's their big test to see how legitimate they are is next week. You're right.
Shout out to our mate as well, in all seriousness, Caleb Marchbank.
Yes. Thoughts are with you. It's a run of bad luck, unfortunately.
Mate, that is just – he's one of the all-time blokes and
– yeah.
He literally, first contest back, went up for a mark, bang. ACL, and that's
unfortunate. Fords are with you, Marchie.
Yeah, so shout
out
to
no one
wants
to see that.
March
so.
Boy, we do love him.
Yeah, we know something about Marchie. He'll bounce back. He'll get stuck in his rehab.
He will,
and he'll be back.
He'll
better
get the
than
surgery
ever.
Done first, because
it depends how professional he is. I'd normally start before the surgery, get the swelling out of the knee. That's what I did when I did my Achilles 3 times and came back.
You never had surgery on your Achilles.
Collingwood versus Gold Coast, GWS. Sorry.
Yeah. Oi, what do you want to say?
Oh.
Have some respect. Have some dignity.
Hey, guess what though?
You big nose freak.
Guess what? Fucking worked, didn't it? You're fucking welcome, Leon. You're welcome, Stephen. Hey, Phil. How you going? You're welcome.
They're injured.
I gave you a rocket and you responded.
Don't flip. That's what I do.
You
don't
responded.
Flip that on me.
I can't do much
You've
more than
that. You've been
the
Giants' biggest hater.
I have.
Stuck it right up you.
And so they should. But if it gets me to get your season going, deal.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You need more than that. Go on.
Brent Daniels.
Oh, you love Brent Daniels.
Brent Daniels will be the modern day Boomer Harvey. I'm telling you now.
It's a big call.
This kid is unbelievable.
Yeah, you really like him.
No, I've been there with him. He pretty much single-handedly got me delisted from the Giants, mm-hmm. and I still love, he's unbelievable.
Where's he play? Forward pocket?
Yes. Forward pocket. He's going in the midfield now. I'm telling you now, this bloke's got the best skills in the AFL. And you know what? Come at me. I don't care.
Best skills in the
He's
AFL.
He's got the best skills. He is so skillful. It's not funny.
That's a massive call.
Mate, he's
skills.
Got the best reflexes. He will be up there with.
Best reflexes. You'd be testing him, have you? Is he the best reflexes?
Don't get in my face right now. I'm making a montage
How
speech.
How would you know he's got the best reflexes?
I used to be there. I saw him just catch shit.
Or
out
just
of nowhere.
Shit at him.
No, honestly, he is going to be an absolute superstar of the game. So I'm just saying, I want to get in there first. Remember the date, whatever it is. Look on the YouTube, look on the podcast, whatever that date is. Put in your diary, pencil it in. It's the 14th. Pencil it in. Say, this is the day
that you said
that I said this.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and I'm telling you now, he will be a superstar. But they've got some. Well, he already is, but I'm saying he will be even better. Toby Green,
great. Thanks for coming.
Get out.
Kicks 5, thanks for coming. Collingwood.
Yeah.
There's something going on down there. fucking suck at the moment. Oh, Collingwood, you piss ants. What is going on down there? Jeez, your trade period. I'll get stuck in you later because you're coming up next. But
coming up,
you need to
wait right there. Don't make
you move just wait, Collingwood. Sit there and just wait for Dad.
boring.
Next game.
In all seriousness, North Adelaide, bit boring, but we love the Tex. He's on fire, as we said last week. North, we're up. Great fight back by the North Kangaroos. Looked into a membership. Okay, we said we're getting a membership last week. Didn't realise it was $400.
Yeah, why are your membership so expensive, North? No one's coming anyway. Just give us one.
Surely we should. Like, I want to get a membership, but the $400 is bloody.
You're stinging us $400 to try and support your team.
I want to support, but I'm saying 400 is a lot.
I'll support it for free on the couch. If you keep stinging passes like that,
yeah,
you know, I'm not be able to eat all week.
It's a lot. No, North are good though.
Sorry?
North were good.
North were good, yeah.
They bounced back.
They were great.
Oh, I think it actually helped with us getting around.
Did you talk about Tex already?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a good player. He's our friend of the show as well. We love Tex.
Tex actually followed us back on Instagram.
I know. Yeah, I actually know him.
So do I.
Yeah, I played Nord with him when I was 18.
Yeah, but I actually know him because we've spoken a couple
times. Yeah, I've actually seen him in real life.
And we've actually spoken on Instagram DM a couple times.
Yeah, well, guess what? I know his friends.
Yeah.
And we're the same friendship group in Broken Hill.
Guess what?
What?
Well, I played against him once and he said, you suck.
Yeah.
But he was joking.
No, he's a... Yeah, no, we love him.
We do love him.
Well done. Tex, we love you. D's Geelong.
Friend of the show.
He's a friend of the show. D's and Geelong. Wow.
Are the D's... I'm so rattled by the D's. Are they actually good? Like they are.
They're really good.
Are they 4-zip?
They are. They're a very good system team now. Everyone's playing their role. You look on paper and think, okay, you got no tall forward. How's this going to work? Spargo? Pickett?
James Spargo?
Bailey Head at Move Fridge?
James Spargo?
Charlie Spargo?
No, apparently it's James Spargo.
James, Charlie, it's all the same. Kicking goals. Neil Bullen?
Yeah, Neil Bullen. I've written down a couple of players.
Yep.
Stephen May, our mate.
Yeah.
Stephen May. Petrarca is the truck.
Star of the comp.
Pretty good. Cozzy Pickett, we love. Max Gorn, and as we mentioned earlier, Bailey Frisch.
His hair is, he must have so not, much
he
wax.
He must have so much hairspray in there.
Mate, there was a hurricane on the G and his hair was the same
that was
the
actually
whole
the,
game.
The best thing I've seen was his hair did not move.
His hair might be my winner this week. Winners, losers, Bailey Frisch's hair product. Whatever he's using.
It was good.
Is unbelievable. But I'm going to say, I'll ask you actually.
Yeah, go on.
Buy or sell? If Geelong were a stock, what would you do?
If Geelong were a stock, I feel like they're a blue chip stock.
That's just so not the answer that I wanted.
So like, I feel like you're always going to have stocks in Geelong because you can't write them off. But man, they still have so many young players. People say they're old. I get that. But like Jordan Clark.
He's quick.
Who else?
Jordan Clark, you got...
Who else have we got there?
Dreads guy, Grind Myers.
Oh, yeah.
Grind.
Jordan Clark.
Try and grind.
Grind Myers.
Charlie Constable.
Parfitt. They've still got a lot of young players. Jeremy Cameron hasn't even played yet. So just shut the fuck up.
I'm selling him.
No, I'm not. I'm off sticking
him.
Fat.
I'm off him.
Yeah, it's because you jump.
Mate, it's because maybe I'm giving the rocket because they're fucking being terrible so far.
They haven't been terrible.
They've won a game.
Yeah, they'll be fine. Well, Mitch Duncan's back now. He had his first game back last week, so he's relaxed.
Whoa, struck a nerve. Really struck a nerve.
They'll be right.
Don't cry. What are you crying for?
Fremantle Hawks.
Oh my God, are you crying?
Yes.
Yeah, Fremantle Hawks.
Boring.
Solid win. Boring game. Yeah. Didn't watch it.
I saw something after the game.
Yeah.
Nat Fyfe having set shots for goal.
That sucks. That's gross.
What are you doing?
Give it a rest, Fyfe. That's not good. Just go home.
Isn't it... You know, they always say extras don't matter. It's not who sees it. It's so you see it in your head. Shut up. No. Extras are all about who sees it. I don't care what anyone says. The only time I ever did extras was to just see if Leon was watching me do extras.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you think you're telling me now and you can tell yourself that you do extras for yourself or you do them to tick the box to do extras, you're lying.
It wasn't for improvement. It was so that Bolts could see that I'm clunking these uncontested marks.
Exactly. After training. Yeah. Jeez,
Dad did well.
Next Rick Rewald. Absolutely flying after training.
Mate.
Extra touch. Absolutely. It does not make you even better. Doesn't do anything for you. Okay, kids, I'm sorry, it doesn't. But I felt like the Nat 5 thing was a little bit of...
Why do that?
Like, look at me having a shit.
It's like in the basketball, they do that. Like when they've had a bad day from the free throw line, they go out there and shoot some free throws.
Yeah.
Don't do that, Fifey. Like pull a bloke with the lights at Optus. Is gonna, yeah, oh,
you want to go home.
Fucking hell, Fifey's out of kicking goals. Yeah,
get home. Like it makes the rest of everyone else look bad.
It's just, yeah, it's just, don't know. It's weird.
Practice it next week.
Just kick your goals, mate. 6 points, just kick a goal, mate. Come on, not hard. But what under Freo.
Yeah.
They,
big round.
Get a good win.
There's some big games next week. Quickly go through our tips. I'm going first game, St. Kilda, Richmond.
I'm going the Saints.
I'm going Richmond.
Whoa.
Next one, West Coast, Collingwood.
I'm going to West Coast.
Same. Bulldogs, Gold Coast.
Bulldogs too strong.
Same. Sydney, Giants.
Sydney.
Giants.
Oh, my God.
Carlton, Port.
Carlton.
Port. Brisbane, Essendon.
I'm going to go Bombers.
Same.
Whoa.
Nice. You heard it first. Nick Cox. Adelaide, Fremantle.
Crom.
Yep, same. Hawthorn, Melbourne.
Melbourne.
I'm going Hawthorn.
Oh,
yeah? Yeah.
Why?
I want them to prove me wrong this week. I really do.
Oh, yeah.
I really want Melbourne to prove me wrong this week, but I feel like they're going to get ahead of themselves.
Wow. Huge. Well, we'll see. Real test now. Okay. Press is on.
Trust me.
Yeah, I will.
Trust me.
Yeah, I will.
Thank you.
I'm trusting you.
Geelong North.
North. Fucking off Geelong, man. I'm off them.
Wow.
I've told you, I've sold out on them.
That'll be actually all right. But I'm saying Geelong are going to win that. They're getting absolutely smashed.
They'll get done, Geelong.
No, they won't. It's a GMHBA stadium.
Okay, get ready to cut this clip when North win this week. Cut this. Send it to SEN. Send it to Triple M. Send it to wherever you want to send it. I'm right.
So what are you saying?
North are going to win.
At GMHBA.
North will win at GMHBA stadium.
Wow. Okay. That is...
They will.
Could be the worst call of all time.
You'll see. I'll be laughing we'll Monday.
I like it. All right. This is very exciting. All right.
Yeah.
Dan, the 2018 draft could have been one of the best of the modern era.
It was a belter.
Like, fantastic. I didn't even realise this till we actually got in front of us today.
Mm.
All these players are dominating at the moment. It's very off. Like, what pick were you?
Oh, did I dumb? 10.
10. So you would be Nick Blakey. He's a lot better than you.
Both similar skill set.
No. Yeah.
And what pick were you?
62.
Doesn't go that far down on here, this sheet. So we'll just stop it at 20, I think.
So what we're going to do is, this is obviously the famous draft of 2018. The top four, the top 10, I'm going to read it out for you. Sam Walsh, Jack Lekosius, Isaac Rankin, Max King, Connor Rosie, Ben King, Bailey Smith, Taron Thomas, Chase Jones, Nick Blakey. I'm going to go the whole thing.
Go on.
Jai Caldwell, Zach Butters, Isaac Quainer, Jackson Hatley, Jordan Clark, Ned McHenry, Sam Sturt, Xavier Dersma. Jesus Christ, I didn't see him. Liam Stocker, Riley, Collier Dawkins. Who else? So.
How exciting. You'd be licking your lips as a recruiter. See that list, wouldn't you? A few picks here.
So what we're tasked with today is to go through this and redo the top five.
Love this shit.
From the top 20. From the top 20. We're going to redo this from the top five because obviously there's probably other players past 21. Yeah, yeah. I think there's more players.
So if you're a top 20 pick, we're going to redraft it and do our top five.
Well, I can't imagine the 20 being any better than these guys because this is actually a joke. All right, let's just go through this.
How you do it? You'll say it at the same time? 3, 2, 1.
I reckon we go five.
5 through to 1?
Yeah.
But you'll say it at the same time so we'd lead in 3, 2, 1, then say a name and see if we're the same name.
Yeah, I reckon.
So for you to our pick fives first. To our pick one.
Yeah.
Okay, so pick five in 3, 2, 1. Connor Rosie.
I had Max King.
Okay, I like that. Interesting.
I don't know how he's there because he's a star. This is genuinely hard. Like, it's actually very, very... I can't... People are going to miss out that are fucking like A graders.
Yeah.
All right, pick four.
3, 2, 1.
Connor Rosie.
Okay.
Connor Rosie. I feel weird saying Connor Rosie. It's Rosé, isn't it?
I like Jack. Jack Lekosius, I said. He's a good player.
He's a very good player. He's got one of the best kicks.
But Britt Daniels is better. But Jack Lekosius is probably second.
They're very similar in kicking efficiency. Now, Lekosius, I must admit, is one of the smoothest players in the
NFL.
That's
a nice operator he is. Pick three in 3, 2.
Oh, I'm not ready.
Oh, well, okay. Ready now?
Yep.
3, 2, 1.
Zach Butters.
Is Zach Butters here?
Yes, he's there. Zach Butters. Number 12.
He is. I didn't see Zach. Sorry, Zach. I didn't see you.
All right.
I said Bailey.
Okay. You said Bailey?
Yeah.
All right. Pick two.
Three, two, one.
Bailey Max Smith.
King. Oh, wow. So you pick Bailey, I pick Max. And our number one in three, yeah, two, anonymous. One, Sam Walsh.
Sam Walsh, man.
Sam Walsh.
I think he's a jet. But in saying that, like, look at that.
Yeah.
Look, just like, to be like, Isaac Rankin, who could be the best of the lot.
He could, yeah.
Like, easily. Injuries is setting back a little bit, but he could be easily the best of the lot. And this is going to be an argument that's going to go over for the next 10 years. Like, this is actually unreal. Look at the other names. Obviously, Ben King as well. Nick Blakey from the Swans, Jod Caldwell. There's a few good names there. There's a lot of good names there. So Jackson Hatley, former teammate of mine, good man. They call him.
He's Horse. Adelaide now, isn't he?
Horse Hatley.
Mm.
Good bloke.
Love him.
And Jordan Clark, as we said before. So, mate, we didn't even have Xavier Dersma there. Like,
He's stiff.
I'm pretty sure he was picked up as a 19-year-old as well. AFLW finals as well, by the way, which has been massive. The Crows beat the Demons by 15 points.
They're the only ones to beat, I think, the Crows.
We've said that before, but I think the Crows are too good.
They are. Aaron Phillips.
Aaron and Ebony Marinoff. She had 34, ridiculous. Which is unbelievable. Ridiculous. And Brisbane beat the Pies.
Close game. I thought the Pies were going to be
I thought the Pies were going to be Bree Davey, absolute superstar, and Chloe Malloy, who I actually think is one of their best players in the comp. So,
grand finals coming this week.
Crows, that'll be very, very exciting.
Tip, I'm in Adelaide.
You on the granny?
I'm going, yeah.
Just to make it interesting, I'm going to go Brisbane.
Huge.
But I think...
Why tip?
I'm pretty sure, correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure Brisbane and Adelaide played in one of the first grand finals.
Yeah, they did. They did a Metricon.
Yeah.
I recall something.
Yeah. Pretty sure they did.
Yeah, so...
That was back when Taylor Harris was playing. Back when Taylor Harris was playing for the Lions.
Oh, yeah, correct. So, that'll be a good game, good grand final. So good luck to both teams.
One of the favourite segments.
Here we go. Play that sting.
Oh, you piece
That's my favourite. Thank you. Winners and losers, everyone is loving Jesus Feed, but people love this.
I love it.
They
don't like it when their team features
it. Oh, no, they shouldn't.
Hey,
but again,
we're joking.
It's not personal.
It's not personal. We're just having an opinion.
You know, it's on rotation of who has to be a loser and who sucks. Yes. So,
and to be honest, it's actually a good thing if your team sucks because they listen.
They're shown.
Bounce back the next week.
Well, St Kilda bounce back.
Giants.
GWS.
Giants.
Peppered. Bounce back. North.
Exactly.
Yeah. Solid getting there.
Yeah.
50 points this week. Winners. Mine are the Giants.
Same.
Geez, I was hard on them. But you give them a spray, you get a response.
Same. As I said, Giants, Brent Daniels, Toby Green, Cal Ward, his best game he's had since back from his knee. Gee whiz, cement head, they call him. You know what? Tough as nails. Chuck him in the middle. Just
cement head because he's tough as nails.
Cement head. Yes. His head's so strong.
That's tough as nails.
Yes. Tough as cement. He's too strong.
They've got players to come back in as well.
Jake Riccardi.
Yep.
Jeremy Finlayson was fantastic. Jesse Hogan had his first game in the
NEFL
VFL comp. So it'd be pretty excited to see.
They got some serious players coming back. Look out for them. They're on the rise.
Well, look, they could. They're definitely getting some people saying they're going to. They definitely won't finish bottom four. So, and I think they could even make the final. So anyway,
sure.
Losers. I think it's the same.
Collingwood. Oh, listen here. You're having a mare at the moment. Pies.
Yeah.
You start off the draft period.
Yeah.
Fuck knows what you did then.
Something was going on.
Someone there just closed their eyes and said, fuck it, just do something. And they've, I don't know where,
Adam
what Talor is going on.
Dominating for the Bulldogs.
They're paying half his salary for him to go and dominate at the Doggies. It is absurd to me.
Yeah.
Jaden Stephen. Decent. He's been decent.
He's been good.
He's been really good.
He started off very well. He's playing in a team that's getting beat by a lot each week.
But he's still playing good football. You put those two players in their team and they probably win. They've got a better record they have.
Yeah. Did we get to the bottom of that? Was that salaries? Did they have too much money?
They got squeezed. Their salary was
same as us.
Well, yeah, like we said, we were the last few droplets of the water bucket of the salary. So Collingwood, who do you have this week again?
I'd Collingwood as well.
Oh. They're playing. They're playing West Coast.
Yeah.
Friday night, you're going to lose that. So I hope you get prepared to come in Monday because I want to have a chat. Your dad wants to chat to you. So I can't wait to tear them apart next week. No, look, hopefully that'll go well. When we do give a rocket here, teams respond. So I hope they'll listen.
Yeah.
Now probably it's our favourite part of the show.
It is. And it's been so well received.
Growing momentum. I am a good player. I'm a very good player.
And Just to confirm this, I feel like we have to confirm this every week. This is a positive award. It's for underappreciated. It's for an absolute, you know, done it the hard way.
You want this.
You want this award.
You do.
It's for blokes you're not winning your Brownlows. You're not winning your silly things. This is for the heart and soul players of the team.
This isn't a piss take. It's actually good to be in this team.
So let me just show you the board we've got going at the moment. Mm. As you can see, the spine's starting to take shape.
Yep.
We've got Liam Jones here at fullback. Matty Flynn there in the ruck. And we've got Swakowski here forward pocket. So it's starting to be a pretty decent team.
It's missing a couple of things.
What's it missing?
It's missing a spiritual leader.
Yes.
And it's missing a heart and soul.
Yeah.
And that's where I leave
that's
you.
That's where we are here.
That's where I bring you to Tom Hickey.
14. Jeez, Tom Hickey has been really wants to get in this team.
Who's this? That's Tom Hickey knocking the door down. He is knocking hard. He's had 14 touches, 27 hits again.
And he took the ball out of the ruck and did four spins and didn't get taken hold of the ball.
Did he almost lose the game for the team? Yes. But that's exactly what I want for my Tom Hickey. Tom, I can't drive any harder for you, mate. If it was my pick, he'd be in the team every week. I'd have 22 Tom Hickeys, but I can't.
Trigger. Is that his nickname?
Don't know. I am...
People are loving
I'm,
Tom
I'm
Hickey.
Going to float you, Tom.
He's a cold hero.
I'm going to float you, but there's some backlash here, all right?
I'm going to float Tom. I'm all for it.
Okay, Tom is officially back.
No, he's on the table, but he's not in the team.
Got ahead of myself.
Yet.
He's not on the team
Because I haven't
yet.
Given mine.
Yeah, well, he's getting the reserves games and he's dominating and he's staying for the senior games and watching.
Definitely.
Because he knows there's an opportunity.
He is. He's having a great one. Have you got anyone else?
I do actually. My serious one now. Tom Hickey was serious, sorry. So Tom Hickey.
We've got the Ruckman for now.
Oh, I can't do much more, Tom.
Yeah.
Ben Keys had 24 and
delisted from Brisbane.
This is an award. You know, get the team.
I've seen Ben Keys kick six at an EFL game once.
He's a star.
Yeah.
It's consistency to get in the team as well. He's averaging 25 and a half touches, 485 meters gained, 5.5 clearances, 15 and a half kicks. That's rated elite for midfielders.
Wow.
So Ben Keys, congrats, mate. You were, you know.
Potentially. I haven't had mine yet.
Okay. Tom Hickey, also congrats. Go.
Your nomination.
Yes.
All right. I've got one left of field this week. It's not really left of field, but I love this bloke.
Yeah.
I don't know whether sometimes he's not in the team because of injury or spots, but I reckon this guy is a genuine star.
Mm.
And I reckon he should be getting played more often. I'd love to see him in our 22.
Yeah.
Or 26. Okay. I want him in this team.
Yeah.
Let me know your thoughts on Petrocelli.
He's so quick.
He is the fastest player in the AFL.
He's lightning.
He's so good. And whenever he comes on, he always does these amazing things, but never gets senior games every week.
What?
Well, I feel
Don't you say it. Here we go.
I feel like
it's you.
He's getting the same treatment as I did because, you know, he runs so quickly.
Yeah, but the difference is he actually had the ball, mate.
That's what I'm saying. He's a lot better, but I'm saying I just feel like he's a good player. So, look, I reckon this week I'm really happy to go with one of yours.
Oh, awesome. Oh, Tom or Ben.
I think we have to go Keezy.
Go Keezy. Welcome Keezy to the team. Congrats, mate. Huge. Ben Keezy is in. Well done, Benny Keys. Put him in there. Tom, keep your form up, mate, because you are absolutely banging the door down. You know, put him in the Ruck Rover. He needs to be in the guts.
And I think just as team makeup this week, we need a mid in there.
We do need a mid.
So,
need some.
Ben Keys, what a turnaround.
Inside grunt.
No, you can stick him on.
Thank you, I will.
I'll hold the board here.
Welcome, Ben.
Welcome, Benny Keys.
Love how you wrote Ben Keys, just in case he gets confused for Brian Keys.
I didn't write the other.
Just in case another Keys gets added.
Well done. So congratulations.
Well done, Ben. Welcome to the team.
I'm sure we'll be wrapped with that.
It would be.
I've got a few others that I'm really excited about. And we love that everyone's tagging their favourite players.
Yeah, keep tagging. Well. Keep showing your support behind Hickey. As well, because you can tell it's getting him up and about for the games.
Is there maybe a part of me that doesn't want to get him in the team yet? Because I think that this is why he's playing so well.
Yeah.
And he wants to get in the team.
Make him earn it.
Yes.
They're going to make him earn it. Keep going, Hickey.
And we love the Swamps, so keep going, Swamps.
Yes.
Fire is on. Okay. It's that time of the week.
Yes.
Priority prick.
Here we go. We love it.
Now, a lot of people have been telling me, Dil, review this, review that, review this. Can't review it if I haven't seen it. Okay, so I've got to watch some things. Very busy. Really, really appreciate it though because there's really good ones that people have sent me through.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be watching them ASAP. But I did watch something on the weekend that I think you would like.
Mm.
Tell me if you've seen this. It's a documentary on YouTube called The Brady Six.
Haven't seen it.
Tom Brady. You're aware of him?
Very aware.
Quarterback. Patriots?
Very good. Best of all time. Goat.
Goat. So this documentary is unbelievable. It's about Tom Brady, who was pick 199 in the NFL draft. You know why it resonates with me?
Because you were pick 62 in your draft.
Tom Brady is a list clogger.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Brady's a list clogger. He was pick 199 and he didn't play in his first season, okay?
Yeah, true.
So you'd see the documentary. But basically the documentary is about Tom Brady, pick 199, and it goes through his college year of like every time it was just like this battle of like him nearly not getting picked. He wouldn't get picked to start and then the other quarterback would stuff up. Then he'd come in and save the game and all these things would be amazing and these like players would get picked before him and whatnot. So the Brady Six, referring to the six quarterbacks that got taken before him in the NFL draft, obviously in the 199. So it goes through every single one from all those six players, what they went through their careers, aligning with what Brady was going through at the same time. It is unbelievable.
It's good.
It's a very, very insightful.
I have to watch it.
Watch it. It's on YouTube.
Just shows how much – did he work hard or was he like
– He is a serious athlete, seriously switched on dude.
Yeah.
Like he – So his first, you know what it's like rocking up to an AFL club when you first get there? You don't even speak to anyone.
No, oh God.
So the first week, and you know how there's always like the corporates there that come down, they're real arrogant because they've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money. So they're just like thinking they're the, you know, top shit.
Yeah.
And Tom Brady went up to the owner and said, introduce myself. Hey, I want to introduce yourself. My name's Tom Brady. I got picked up. You know, I'm your quarterback. He goes, yes, I know who you are. You know, you were picked, our sixth round pick.
Mm.
And Tom Brady looked at him and he said, yeah, and I'm going to be the best decision this organization's ever made. And looked him like dead in the eye and the folks were like, oh, what the fuck?
Imagine saying that.
Can you imagine being 199th pick going through and saying that?
That's just, he just believed it.
He did.
Ruled himself.
And he did it. And even like he's at training camp, he wasn't selected yet and he was calling his manager saying, buy a house. And the guy's like, you're not even on the team yet. He goes, oh, no, don't worry about that. I'm going to make the team.
Wow. That's so much confidence.
One more thing on to you. So when he was going the quarterback to another guy that was ahead of Tom Brady and he was fighting down for 2-3 years. They kept bringing these guys in to be like number two and then Tom would beat him out. Anyway, this Bedslow guy, I'm pretty sure his name was Bedslow, he went down injured.
Mm.
Do you reckon he ever got back in the team?
Wouldn't have thought with Tom Brady, the goat running around.
He didn't. So get onto that one. It's called Brady Six. It's on YouTube.
So I can watch that tonight.
You'd love it.
Brady Six.
The funny thing about it is it's only when he's won like 4 rings.
Yeah.
So imagine now.
Oh, mate, he's crazy.
Imagine how good that would be now.
Would be good. Let's do one.
So make sure we check that out. One thing everyone's been saying to us though, and I think we need to bring this back.
Yeah.
The People Who segment.
Do you want to be back next week?
I think we've got to bring it back.
Yeah.
If you've got a People Who and you want to get it on, I've got a few. I just didn't want to be angry all the time.
Yeah. No. You don't be angry all the time. That's something different.
Yeah.
Bring it back. We'll bring it back next week.
Yeah.
So write into us, DM us. If you've got any People Who that we'll talk about and bring up.
People Who and also employees. We need some more employees. If we want to grow, we've got to have employees.
We do. What positions are we after though?
Whatever.
HR.
No, we've got to hit HR.
Do we?
Pretty sure that's Harriet.
Harriet's introduced. To the tech.
No, we've got a HR, don't we?
Don't think we have a HR, head of HR.
Okay, well, if we don't, we need one.
So if you're in HR, let us know.
Also, last but not least, we said this at the start of the show, but if you want us, this is a final warning because next week we're getting 3 people on the show to talk to them. If you want to be sponsored by List Cloggers for 2021, email us in.
It's
www.listcloggers.com. The form's there. Submit it. You've got to do it as soon as possible because next week we'll be making contact. We'll be calling you up. We'll get you in the studio. You're coming on the show.
And then it's on. Then we're down there.
And
we're
making a decision after that show. Who's coming on?
Well, once we make a decision, we're invested in the club.
Oh, we're invested. And we need to know what we're actually getting. Like, are we getting a sponsor on? Are we getting a banner?
Yeah. We want to know. We want the works for that Tours game. So let us know.
Guys, it's been good.
It's been great. See you next week.
Good. It hasn't been real good.
Thanks.
Bye.
He's celebrating a point.